I speak with Pablo De Luca, president from the Cámara de Comercio Gay Lesbian Argentina.
Exactly.
Welcome at the ITB. You are here at the ITB since 7 years.
Yes. We are really proud being here for the 7 year in a row. I think that we are the only country that has been here for 7 years promoting LGBT tourism internationally. From here, from ITB Berlin.
How important is the ITB tourism for Argentina?
ITB is probably the most important trade show we participate every year with my country to promote LGBT tourism. As you may know, Argentina is a pioneer in Latin America when you talk about LGBT tourism. And the first action, the first activity we developed was here 7 years ago, participating in ITB Berlin with a small booth promoting our country as a gay welcoming destination. 7 years later, we are here again and with big news, signing a big agreement with ITB Berlin, including how to promote equality worldwide through LGBT tourism.
How important is this contract which you signed at the ITB 2 days ago?
For us, it's really important. We've been talking almost 2 years to develop this strategic partnership between Argentina from the perspective of LGBT tourism and ITB Berlin, because we don't want to promote only in markets like Germany or Europe in general, but also Asia, for instance. New market, emerging markets, where ITB is also working. So we will see probably ITB Berlin, or in this case ITB Asia and Argentina, working together in the future years.
And through the contract you come also to the ITB in Asia?
Yes, the contract is signed here, the agreement on equality and promotion of LGBT tourism is signed here, but it's developed to be used worldwide, not only in Berlin, but also at any place that ITB is working. We will work together.
In which way the country or the state, the political people support the gay and lesbian tourism? We saw that the Minister of Tourism was here to sign the contract.
Yes, our Minister, Mr. Gustavo Santos, showed the way that our country supports LGBT tourism and LGBT rights in general. He showed us with his personal support and all the people that works with him at the Ministry of Tourism that LGBT tourism is not only one more product that they work with, is one of the most important products they work with. And he committed to go on working in the future years, promoting Argentina as an LGBT destination and working together with ITB.
It sounds that the gay and lesbian segment for tourism in Argentina is a very big segment.
Yes, we receive in Argentina almost 17% of the people that visit our country. They belong to LGBT community. So imagine that we receive 6 million people every year from different countries, and almost 1,900,000 people are gay or lesbian.
From which countries the visitors come?
The main country where they come is Brazil and the US. But from Europe, Germany is one of the most important markets where we work, because we receive lots of Germans, LGBT, visiting our country. Also UK, also Spain.
And how important is this trade for you? You make many contracts for gay and lesbian tourism here at the ITB in Berlin.
For us, this contract is really important because it will be kind of an umbrella of lot of many actions that we will develop under that umbrella in the future. We are going to work on specific trainings. We're going to develop specific partnerships according to the markets we are beginning to work with.
When I will visit Argentina, a highlights a tourist or a gay tourist must see?
Our country is huge and you can see so many different options, but you have the culture, the architecture, the nightlife that you can enjoy in Buenos Aires, in Mendoza, in Cordoba, or in Rosario, big urban cities. Or you can also enjoy jungle in the north, desert in the north, west, the beautiful Patagonia, Ushuaia, Il Calafate, glaciers, mountains, even an open zoo at sea when you go to Puerto Madryn in Patagonia, where the whales goes to give birth. So it's really a diverse territory and with diverse people, and we are really proud to be an LGBT welcoming, a real LGBT welcoming destination in the world. We will go on working on that.
And you can combine in Argentina culture and party.
Culture and party. Oh, most of big cities make a culture of parties. We have, if we talk about LGBT parties, for instance, in Mendoza, every year, right after the big party organized by with the harvest, there's a gay harvest party where thousands of gay people from all the region get together to celebrate the harvest with a gay perspective. It's really fun. We also celebrate Mardi Gras, and it's called Carnaval de Gualeguaychú in another province. It's another beautiful experience when you visit Argentina, and there are many of them.
You have big gay prides, and when the gay prides, and in which city is the best gay pride?
The best gay pride is celebrated in Buenos Aires, and it's on the first week of November. Usually the first Saturday of November, the weather is perfect, and approximately 250,000 people get together to celebrate, going from Pink House, that is where the president works, to the Congress, marching with floats and celebrating Pride.
When is the best time to visit Argentina?
You can visit at any time, but I know that Germans love warm weather. So best time is when it's really cold here, that we have hot weather in Argentina, in most of the territory. So you can enjoy jungle, sea, mountains, or whatever you choose to enjoy in Argentina.
You can explore many things in Argentina. When I will get more information about the gay and lesbian tourism in Argentina, when I need a destination where I can know information about Pride, where I can get it?
If you want to look for more information, I suggest you to visit www.argentina.travel. You will find there many LGBT experiences, as you will find other experiences with other products.
Then thank you very much for the interview, and I wish you a very successful ITB.
Thank you very much, and I hope to see you again in the next ITB.
Thank you.